listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. If you're like most eBay sellers, you probably have some big projects on your to-do list, but you've also got to keep up with your daily tasks like sourcing, listing, shipping. Well, Diva Dawn Ralston is here now to help. She's the founder of Declutter with Diva Dawn, director of Camp Clutter Be Gone, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. All one word. Diva Dawn, is it true that finding time to get a big project done can almost be as daunting as the project itself?
Oh, absolutely. We all face that time crunch, this perception of we never have enough time, and we're busy every day. We're shipping and we're listing and doing all those daily tasks. How do we have time to do something big in our business? So we all face that quandary.
So what types of big projects might an eBay seller be facing?
Well, it could be something, I would say, quote-unquote, simple, as finding maybe a new inventory source or changing your listings to free shipping. It could be something as involved as maybe stripping the HTML out of your listings or dealing with active content. It could be dealing with a big backlog of inventory or creating a Facebook brand.
So what do we do? Is it procrastination or what you're describing, those things are things that take us away from our regular daytime, day-to-day duties.
Exactly.
But they have to be done.
Right. We still have to fit them in there. And what most people do, I do it, is if it's a big project, we tend to put it on the back burner and say, when I have a block of time, when I have a weekend or a day when I don't have to list, or I'm going to work on that. And so we never get to it until we get to the time crunch. It's like not doing your bookkeeping all year, and that week before April 15th, you're just in doing nothing but that. So you need to get out of that kind of mindset. You do have the time to do it, and you need to think of it not as a big project, but as a small task that you do every day leading up to completing that project.
And you know, it could be as simple as something that just happened to me, which is my CPA always asks me every year for my rent and my utilities because my corporation pays me a certain amount for rent in my home.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I go through all, you know, and then I realized 3 years ago, wait a minute, if I put a spreadsheet in every month, it would take me exactly 30 seconds.
Exactly.
To put in the rent and the utilities. I'm in a mobile home park, so they all come on one bill. Just that one little thing saved me from having sleepless nights.
Oh, and that's a perfect example of doing it in small pieces so that it doesn't overwhelm you or take you completely away from your business in order to get it accomplished.
So what kinds of obstacles do sellers run into that keep them from getting these kinds of projects done?
Well, I think it's mostly our misconception about time and how much time we have and how big the project is. If it seems overwhelming, in our minds, we whip it up into something hugely overwhelming. And when we get into it, it really doesn't take that long to do, like you discovered with keeping track of your bills.
3 minutes, once a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really.
But how long does it take it at the end of the year?
You've got to dig it all up. You've got other things to do.
Exactly. So it builds. By not doing it a little at a time, it builds into becoming this huge, titanic, almost proportion project that you just don't want to do.
Griff, you have some of those, right?
I do. Oh, this is such a painful segment for me. it is. Time really is the question here. And I know that if you plan things out, it's not that easy or not that difficult to do it. But besides just, you know, getting your own mindset out of the way as an obstacle, what obstacles do you see that sellers run into that keep them from getting any of their projects done?
Well, I think it's, you get waylaid by things that are a little shinier, a little prettier, more fun to do, like hanging out in your Facebook groups. You definitely the procrastination.
Oh, Griff, yeah. We're all guilty of it. We do everything we can do, and then
because sometimes I see people sometimes who their lives are perfect.
No, they're not. You think they are, but they're not.
Please don't come and look at my office right now.
Are you kidding? And she's the expert on organization.
And she's admitting that even she.
So here's the deal. Getting started is hard enough, but we need to keep that momentum if we're going to get to the end and reach our goal, right?
Right.
Do you have any tips that will help us power through?
Well, I think the first thing you have to do is define your goal, what you're trying to accomplish. Like for me right now, I'm working on I want all my unlisted inventory listed, and I have a lot of it. So instead of saying my goal is to get all my unlisted inventory listed, my goal is to get it all listed by X date. Giving it a deadline is really important because it gives you a sense of urgency.
If you don't have a deadline, the roadmap is not going to get you there in time. So
exactly.
Yeah, I guess that is important.
Yeah, you need to make a date. Say, I'm going to, you know, in our house, I don't know how you guys are, but I'm not. You know, I hate housework. We clean up before somebody comes to visit. I mean, that's when we do our hard and heavy cleaning, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes in a frenzy, but usually, you know, 2 or 3 days before, and then we're getting in arguments, right? John and I. I'm sure that other couples go through the same thing. In fact, I know it for a fact.
Mm.
You know, that you will just, and look, Griff, if you don't make a date, you haven't really made a promise to yourself to get it done.
That's right.
When you just say, someday I'm going to clean out the garage, that is not a promise to yourself.
Yeah, tomorrow could be someday, or 4 weeks could be someday.
That's
or
right.
Or 4 years.
Exactly. So you need to have a date. Okay, so make your goal and put a date on it. What's another tip?
Well, don't dive right in. Make a plan. If for my unlisted inventory, I set up some shelves, and I filled them up, and my goal is to do one shelf a week. It's not overwhelming. It's pushing it a little bit. But if I can get that shelf, all the inventory that's on there processed, photographed, listed, I've hit my goal, and I'm making progress. And a few weeks with some empty shelves behind you, it really inspires you.
I like that idea, Griff. That's a good one.
Yeah.
See, that's sort of like my, you know, put your room into quarters and clean one quarter of it at a time.
Right. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Kind of the same thing. Because you've got it on shelves and you'll see them gone, and it feels so good, doesn't it?
And once they're empty, I have more inventory to fill those shelves with. And I'll just repeat the process.
So have you made a date on when you want this all done?
I'm going for the end of the year, and I've spaced it out to where I should be able to have all my backlog done by the end of this year.
Because we're all coming to stay in your guest room in July.
Oh, I don't have any inventory in there, so.
Oh, good.
You can come now. Don't ask to park in the
Diva
garage.
Don lives in Las Vegas, so.
Yes, of course. Right.
You know, we're always look forward to seeing her when we go to Las Vegas.
I am very much looking forward to seeing everybody this year as well.
So how do you, when getting started is hard enough, right? So, but once you've got started, we need to keep that momentum if we're going to get to the end and reach our goals. Do you have any tips to help us power through? Because I know halfway through a project,
he needs more tips. More tips.
What I need is someone to come and do this for me.
Show us your tips.
Well, one thing is to give yourself some rewards along the way.
Like what?
Fun.
Something fun. Maybe it's a new pair of shoes. It might be dinner out. It might be that it might be with my unlisted inventory project, I might get to go buy more inventory. I might get to actually go shopping. I haven't done that in years.
Oh, yeah.
I just like the way it looks when I clean it.
Doesn't it look pretty?
When I finish a project, I just like the way it looks.
Yeah.
Griff, you're very visual. I mean, I can see her thing about shelves and you saying, okay, I'm going to do this shelf this week and the next shelf. You know, I can see you doing that because you're very visual and you would like to see things done.
I would.
And it really helps you feel that sense of accomplishment.
So what's another tip?
Another tip would be to have somebody help you. If you need to organize something and you just can't get started or even just sort through something, ask a friend to come over or a spouse, even just drag a kid with you and have them help you put it together because you're going to feel like you don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste their time. You don't want them to see you wasting your time.
No, I don't, actually. You're right.
So when I was getting started on this backlog of inventory, I just had mounds of stuff in my garage. and I needed to at least make it neat and tidy so that I could deal with it. And I asked my nephew to come over. And he came over, and I just said, that box over there, stack that one there. This one goes here. This is garbage. Move that out. 45 minutes we worked, and it was all neat and tidy and sectioned off.
Sounds
and you know how long I've been avoiding doing that?
No, tell me.
Several years.
Oh, I don't feel so bad now.
Same thing happened to us. We brought Jacob over to pay. Jacob, you want to earn some extra money? Yeah. We need you for a day. And it took him and John about 45 minutes to get the stuff moved that I wanted moved. See, and for months I'm nagging.
Mm-hmm. But it's the perception of not wasting your time or their time. It's the perception of you want it done. And we've built it into such a big project that we're almost stymied into getting started. We've got that inertia going, and we just can't. So bringing somebody new into the project, even for an hour, really kickstarts it.
Will you be holding Camp Clutter Be Gone this year?
I will, starting July 1st.
Okay, so it goes on while we're in Vegas.
It does. The last week of camp is the last week. But the missions that we do, anybody can do from their hotel room if they want, or finish when they get home.
What is Camp Clutter Be Gone?
Well, it's a summer camp for online sellers, and we work on getting our businesses tuned up a little bit. It's usually our little bit slower selling season, so we might work on an inventory project. We might do something with our photo studios. We'll do things with our listings, and we'll just kind of get organized and ready so that when the craziness of the holidays come, we're ready.
Always great to talk to Diva Dawn.
Diva
Dawn LV on eBay. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Up next, 10,000 listings. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
The official first day of summer is still 3 weeks away, but Memorial Day weekend traditionally jumpstarts the season. Check out eBay's Seasonal Moments Guide for inspiration. Then start listing summertime apparel, outdoor living accessories, and summery indoor decor. And, of course, patriotic paraphernalia. Another Memorial Day tradition, hot deals, and plenty of them. It's the perfect time to slash prices on non-performing inventory. Bulk edit with Markdown or Promotions Manager, then post links to your sale on social media. Use Best Offer, bundle products if you can. Whatever it takes to get those items sold and clear your shelves for fresh new merchandise.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
When it comes to listing software, you need a tool that really understands how you work and can grow with your business. 6-Bit Software is the natural solution because eBay certified provider John Slocum understands. He's been building software for eBay sellers ever since 1998 when he developed Auction Assistant for his father-in-law. You may already know John as the creator of Blackthorn. 6-Bit is his biggest and best e-commerce tool yet. 6-Bit lets you run your multi-channel business right from your desktop. From listing to shipping to inventory management, there are three versions of 6-Bit: home and hobby, small business, and enterprise. So it can grow along with you. And when you need support, John and his team are there for you, just like they've been for years. Auction Assistant worked for John's father-in-law. Now let 6-Bit work for you. Try 6-Bit free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
It's another ordinary day in eBay land. You're ready to pack and ship when suddenly the shipping monster strikes again. That hard-to-ship item just sold, but you're not sure how to pack it. You need a superhero to save the sale. You need BubbleFest's Mark and Robin Levine, the superheroes of shipping. They can help you safely pack your most challenging items. They've got a super selection of everything you need to do the job right. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP.
Hello, BubbleFest Hotline. How can I help you?
Mark and his Robin will get you on the way to shipping that impossible item fast. For more ways to tame the shipping monster, join BubbleFest's Facebook group. Subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. And remember, their shipping hotline, 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFest.com. That's BubbleFest.com.